rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Today, I'm laughing at all these handsome men on Twitter who chose to eat edibles seemingly for the first time yesterday on 420. It looks like several people also almost called ambulances on themselves alone in bed because they wanted to take a ride on the wild side of life. Well, when in doubt, don't call 911 on yourself because you'll probably just get a ticket, but... Yesterday, I chose, instead of the devil's grass, to have a deep, purple, sweet acai bowl paired with fresh fruit and honey and granola. It was so good. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, y'all are going to hell for celebrating 420, like, the day before Easter. But only because you believe in it. But fortunately, I have some new research for you that inspired me to find the nearest acai bowl in my area. They're packed with antioxidants, fats, and several, and when I say several, I mean more than one health benefit. To start off, Julia Turner, she's an author of a specific article in the Journal of the American Society on Aging. She suggested in her article, and it's there's a link on my blog, you know, all that kind of stuff, devon.org. All the way back in 2011, she suggested that foods like acai berries and acai bowls and things of that nature, A-C-A-I, acai, it's from Brazil. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, this delicious dish can please your taste buds and protect your brain from Alzheimer's and keep you, you know, snatched for the summer. So naturally, I was like, well, it seems like we're just like destroying another part of like the precious rainforest for nothing. So I went and did some research. While y'all were rolling around high, I did some research the National Institute of Health, the governmental agency that like does research in our country, they describe foods like acai berries, to have health benefits that fight what one would call internal rusting or oxidization, which basically are like processes or the failure of such that promote illnesses and premature aging. So these kinds of foods contain a natural symphony of chemicals that are vital to the body's health, okay? So a journal from the American Aging Association describes acai berries, and I'm like in like a research hole. Like normally I'm in like a YouTube hole, but I'm like in a pro whatever the fuck, pro source or whatever, I don't know, whatever the hell I was doing at work. They describe acai berries in other scholarly articles and journals as highly nutritious foods because, or superfoods, if you will, because of the phytochemicals. So you know how plants are green and they like sit out in the sun and then like the sun, they convert sun into energy, like that chemical process that we consume, that is vital. That's vital to our health because that kind of shit that we eat, fruits and vegetables that get those create those phytochemicals from the sun, those things prevent microbial infections. I almost said that wrong. They reduce inflammation and prevent cancer and cardiovascular diseases. All of this promotes healthy aging and like proportional aging. Like you don't want to be looking like no, like 100-year-old person when you're 65. Anyway, to be perfectly fucking honest, this is basically why cannabis is legal in multiple states and why people on Twitter are now like trying edibles for the first time and being able to publicly talk about it. Because basically plants are the fucking key. Any way you cut it, fruits and veggies are the fucking key. Dr. Sebi, you know, he claimed all kind of shit, but he was right. You need to balance your diet. And there's no specific amount to eat or there's no specific formula to write down because everyone's fucking body is motherfucking different. So I'm happy they chose, you know, to take that leap and try cannabis yesterday. I, on the other hand, I am just going to just describe to you because I'm just going to describe to you what happened inside of your head. Because I feel like it's important. Like, why did you feel moved to call an ambulance on yourself? It's a very interesting thing. But I want to tell you why. And I know you were scared. You feel like you can never have that experience again. You know, it's fun time, you know, one time thing. Rest assured, though. Okay, girl. Doctors have figured out decades ago that experiences like that, the ones you get when you're high or when you, you know, take drugs or LSD, whatever it is, those are actually gifts from your brain. And they figured out they were gifts from your brain because basically we figured out that when you have experiences like that, you're seeing yourself. And that's the gift, you know, like that's the gag. You accidentally pressed one of those F12 keys on your keyboard, you know, like when you're like typing and you don't realize that you're like, well, I use my keyboard, you know, I learned how to keyboard as in like high school. So, when I type, sometimes my hand slips and I type, like I hit like a function key. And then say, if you're in Safari, like it switches the browser to developer mode. And like, imagine you're like eating an edible and then like you switch your brain to developer mode. That's what you're seeing. Just like Neo in the Matrix, you know, like when he connects the thing to his head and then like goes into like the Matrix and it's like this like flurry of green gibberish all over the screen. You're just looking at your brain's code, but we don't know what, we have no idea what our brain's code would look like. So it looks scary, you know? So it's like, and it's scary enough to call the police because you're like, what the fuck? Stop this right now. But that's the gag. That's you. You are listening to Center of the Sun. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Devon. Oh, when you decided to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus betwixt the club and 420, you never realized that you would be so hungover. You didn't realize it, but you're listening and you're hungover. And, you know, I didn't want to talk about it today, but we woke up again today to another tragic story about another little LGBTQ black boy taking his own life too soon. Like, what? His name was Nigel. Rest in heaven, Nigel. He was from Alabama naturally. So I'm like, what the fuck? A tragedy like Nigel's Definitely gets me out of the fucking bed. I mean, last week, I was not able to remind you that you were a supreme being. You know, there was a little snag that I had to deal with, but that's why I'm here. Center of the Sun exists to help me and you build understanding of what the fuck the soul is and how to develop it using natural remedies, using ancient wisdom, using modern science, and using our own potential. We are all in this together, and no one is free until we're all free. So, rest in heaven, Nigel. I was going to dwell on that, but I'm not today, because I also wanted to make it abundantly fucking clear that you understand how your own brain works, and share this podcast. Don't share this podcast with the child, but share the information you get from this podcast with the child, because maybe the realization that he or she or Z or they are simply a miracle walking around this plane of existence, and maybe knowing that will help them cope. Here's the fucking bottom line, okay? When Oprah tells you to live in the now and all that bullshit on the OWN network and on Facebook and all that bullshit, it's not because you should forget the fucking past. It's because the past literally doesn't fucking exist. Hear me out. Your brain is constantly completing mathematical equations. We have this misconception that we're robots. We have this misconception that children are not humans, that they're some form of a human that should be obedient 100% of the time to its caretakers. It's like it's this weird obsession. It's this very irrational obsession. There is no computer or piece of hardware or book or collection of books or institution or collection of institutions that can compare to the computing power of one human brain. But you have to realize that straight lines and concepts, boxes like that, are good and all, but that's not how memories and thoughts and reactions to stimuli work. I'm going to explain to you right now how your brain works, so bear with me. I know I'm speaking like Beyonce, you know, I'm like speaking like a spoken word artist right now. No, we have to understand that when you experience something like listening to Homecoming or smelling a flower, you're not like laying down a track. You're not laying down Beyonce's edges. Like you're not, it's not like in a, it's not linear. You know, it's not methodical. It's not neat. It's not linear. Every moment that's happening is like a long ass mathematical equation that's like constantly being solved. Like your brain is constantly trying to solve it. That's the best that I can do with this explanation. Everything you experience is reduced to information that the brain can read. So all of this is happening right now as I'm speaking to you. Actively, you are processing information in your brain right now. Every experience you have changes your memories. So this podcast will change your memories. New experiences are turned into the brain's version of data. Let's call this data neural signals. Okay? So these new neural signals are combined and associated with existing data, also known as formulas, also known as massive ass pieces of mathematics. Okay, so just imagine a continuous loop of this formula, you know, E equals MC squared ass bitch just rolling around in your brain, And every new experience we have, it contributes to the brain's continuous loop of data processing. Okay, so this is just this constant, just like whoosh, just rush, just whoosh, you know, just these loops and, you know, these memories. Okay, so I'm just saying loops, but like think of them as like memories, like your habits and stuff. Like it's just like every day you wake up and you're like, this should happen. Like your expectations, your fantasies, like your sexual attractions, you know, it's just like this loop of just like, oh, and then like your desires, like, or like you like have this taste for spaghetti and it's like, oh my God, like I just want some fucking spaghetti. Like that's just a loop. And it's just your brain. It's like, it's just remember, it just want, it's, I don't know what it is, but even like an intellectual thought, like that's the same thing. It's just these, it's just like you thinking about the, it's rumination, you know, just how like you have depression. Like this little boy, Nigel, he's in this loop of, okay, here's a very common example of what I'm talking about. So like think of like post-traumatic stress disorder, okay? And you can see like somebody who like experiences trauma or goes to war or whatever it is, how their reality is literally shaped by that unresolved loop or that unresolved neural signal. So when scientists like hook up a human to a machine that can measure brain activity, there's all kinds of things. I'm following this dude on YouTube. I'm also following him on Twitter. I'm like all up on his shit, like commenting, because he's like using AI to look at the brain activity and like read emotions with AI. Like what the fuck, bro? Like you're trying to read these loops. Like we're trying to teach computers how to read our loops. But and then I like, yeah, I commented on his thing and he was like, well, I was like, how do you incorporate AI into your fucking life? And he was like, well, like first of all, like understand, like what do you want to fucking learn? Like what loops are you trying to create around AI? Or just like what are you asking, basically? You don't, because it's such a huge concept. So this is my contribution to it. It's just like understanding like why the fuck you would even want to apply AI to the brain in the first place. Basically, it's because it's computing, it's, we're just trying to understand these huge, huge, massive pieces of math that our brains like have these patterns, but we just don't understand them. But it's all happening in real time. Like that's why I said the past doesn't exist, because the present is only your brain processing data. Like there is no past, like there is nothing. It's just associating it. It's associating new stuff with what it already has, but there's nothing in the past that is, you know, I don't know. It's just hard to explain. Bear with me, okay? Okay? PTSD is an example of this loop. Like, I'm going in a loop right now. Like, I can't fucking understand it for myself, so I'm just talking. But, basically, when scientists hook up people to machines that measure the brain's activity, your activity all looks the same. That's why we need AI to describe it to us, because we're like, wait, it all looks the same. What's the difference? It's all processed in the same part of the brain. Everything is all processed in like the prefrontal, whatever, blah, lobe of the blah, blah, blah. But from the moment of your birth, your body senses all kinds of things in your environment. So, like, a sweet acai bowl, you know, like, tasting it for the first time, or on your way to find that motherfucker, like, smacking the steering wheel when the fucking traffic is slow because of the fucking soccer game. Everyone's going to a soccer game. Like, what the fuck? Those kind of sensations, those neural signals are transferred through your skin and through your eyes, through nerves, you know, like the nervous system, and it's turned into those neural signals. So that's literally all the brain is doing. There's not a picture, there's not a word, there's not a sound, there's not, it's literally what you experience as your reality is like how your brain is giving you, It's like your computer screen, like in your speakers. Like it's just how it, that's just how you're experiencing it. So literally everybody can be experiencing something different, but equally proportionate. You know, like proportionate is separate but equal. Like we're all experiencing the same input, but we're interpreting it all. I don't know how we're interpreting it, but it's cool as fuck. And these kind of signals are just being added to the existing brain data. So say you're driving and you're experiencing like the sight of a new mountain, like basically your brain, you're seeing something, your brain is turning it into something else that it can interpret and then giving you a picture. It's feeding you something. And also because you can't capture 100% of your environment, your brain is also using that same data to fill in information that's missing in the present moment. Isn't that fucking cool? That's cool as fuck. Like, that's why you got to think of yourself as a fucking computer. And this is why also little children and people are being manipulated, because I feel like certain humans know how humans work, and all you have to do is give a signal. Like, you don't have to do anything. You just have to provide the brain data, and it'll freak out, or it'll create this loop, and then it'll just, I don't know, a cascade of like bad things will happen. I don't know. Like, you know, trying to take your own life as a 15-year-old child. Like, what, girl? Like, how did we get here? This is why a lot of people, I think, you know, are being manipulated, basically. And basically, it's because somebody knows that, you know, they can create thought forms. That's where I'm going with all this, because we know that thoughts have some kind of weight, and that energy is transferred, you know, via whatever medium. And say if you're, you know, just this weird ass fucking human and you just want people to die or whatever it is, you are transferring signals. You're transferring signals that intuitively the receiver cannot resolve. See, this is where I'm like, okay, there's a conspiracy, because this is getting starting to get fucked up. Because the receiver can't resolve. Obviously, they're like, wait, I'm a supreme being, but you're telling me that I'm going to hell. Like, this makes no sense, girl. And then, so you can't resolve that fucked up thought form. And then that thought form becomes a loop. And the bottom line is that we are all to blame for that little boy's death. Because I say that because we all share this consciousness. And I'm like, I really have some, I'm starting to get some radical thoughts about consciousness too. But I just want you to understand that we all know, you know, we figured out as humans that our consciousness is like some advanced form of data processing. And looping equations, you know, like is like normal. Like it's like a sense, like this overarching way that we think. What we also know, and if you've been listening to Center of the Sun since season one, is that our brain is locked in silence and darkness at all times, and we only give it information. And that information, you know, is via senses and signals. So our brain literally has like a Morse code ass thing, and it's constantly trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with no context. So all it has is what you give it. So what's the soul's purpose? Well, from like a really like stupid perspective, just a very rudimentary like example, is like, so okay, what if just like the soul is like tuned to a body, and then it just wakes up like bing, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? And like, that's the soul's purpose. Just to understand, like, that's what consciousness is. What you don't realize is that doctors have like already found that the areas of the brain that help us answer that question, like, what the fuck is going on, and like understand, like, okay, well, I need food, I need another person to help me, you know, like there are things that our brain knows how to do naturally to survive. Those areas of the brain that create thought forms like survival, that help us survive, are the same areas of the brain that we activate when we have nightmares and dreams. And again, like, there's no difference between how the brain looks in terms of what those thought forms look like on a piece of paper. Naturally, people with schizophrenia and who have active hallucinations all the time, guess what, bitch, have similar brainwave patterns. So essentially, every version of reality you experience is real, but you just have to realize that it's simply an image that is interpreted because your brain gave it to you. In a way, it can also be considered a hallucination. Every moment is your brain feeding you images most closely aligned with its answer to your soul's problem, what the fuck is going on? But because it's normal, you like, I think you forget that, like, it's all happening in real time, like constantly in real time, every moment of every day, all the time, and even when you're asleep. Your brain is essentially deleting and enhancing those neural signals. Like, when you sleep, they say, oh, you're shedding your memories. Yeah. This is what you're doing. You're enhancing and deleting neural signals. And in the process, and by the time you wake up, that's why you feel better or worse, whatever it is, normally better when you wake up. You construct a model of what you're experiencing in the outside world. So you resolve a lot of those signals and you feel better when you wake up. And I think it's important to focus on the fact that you're constructing a model of what you're experiencing in the outside world. The operative word is model. Model. A highly simplified version, a simulated version of what is truly going on. That's the matrix. Like, that's what people are like, oh, we live in a matrix, you know, like, oh, da da da. We live in a constructed simulation or whatever. Manifest your own reality. Basically, your sense of self is even simplified. It's oversimplified. Who you are, like, when you look down at your hands, that's an oversimplification of what is actually going on. Your memories, positive, negative, are simplified because your perception, how you choose to view the world, that is your reality. All season on Center of the Sun, we have been talking about the iterative process of soul development. Today, think of this as understanding the iterative process of consciousness development. It's less technical, and I say that because it's like, I don't know how you experience your consciousness. I don't know. But here's how I've experienced it. So, step one, clueless as fuck. Some event happens, and step three, possibilities arise. My imagination is activated. I start thinking of all these things. I want to know the answer, so I start seeking answers. That's step four. Step five, unfortunately, I start finding answers, but it's through stories, it's through mythology, through religion. Step six is I start identifying with those mythologies. So it's like on YouTube, there's a lot of mythology around like being a starseed and like all this new age stuff, because it starts to reflect our development and our values. So, you know, you start identifying with being an Orion starseed, and then you start seeing these synchronicities around validation and being one. Like, you start being like, oh my God, like, there's the star race is talking to me. You know, there's an external source answering my prayers, or if you're like schizophrenic, like trying to send you to hell. But like, you know, it's been pretty quick for me, but, and you know, unfortunately people stay in that space, but my mythology, you know, that started to break down, because I'm like, I see Christianity all up and through this new age bullshit. My defense mechanism started kicking in, because events started happening, or I realized that events that should have been happening were not happening, and I started to become bored, because I realized that I was just like seeing what I wanted to see. And then I got pissed, because I started realizing, like, damn, like, I guess no one is really out there. Like, I guess I'm not a starseed. Like, I guess I am not a child of God. Like, whatever it is, because I'm like, oh, it's just like, I can believe all I want, but the empirical evidence is just not there. And it starts to breed a lot of fear, because it's like, shit, if no one else is out there, I'm in it for myself. Will I just end up manifesting my own fears, my own, like, my own vices, you know? So then it becomes a loop. But, you know, I'm all the way down to step 10. I don't know how many steps I've gotten to. But, like, step 10, I'm, like, realizing that, like, bitch, like, I like being scared. Like, I like turning on the news and talking about Donald Trump and the world ending. I like paying a lot of money to listen to horror and watch horror films. But it's like, okay, well, no, I don't like it, like, duh. Like, so then I'm like, okay, well, then, like, then I can choose my own. This is how you choose your own reality. This is how you manifest your own reality. And then it's like, bam, like, oh, okay, so if I start choosing my own positive thoughts, those positive thoughts create thought patterns. Those thought patterns create thought forms. Any way you cut it, I'm talking to myself, you know, like, any way I cut it, it's only signals from the environment. So therefore, I'm just interpreting the signals that I'm giving myself. Therefore, I'm always talking to myself. Your brain is constantly trying to understand and organize all the sensations you give it. Tastes, emotions, memories, visual images. Those are all just physical things that live in the brain. And it's natural. We give these thought forms an identity. You know, we call it God or the universe or whatever it is. Our thought forms are a person, but the gag is that person is you. You can create a new and unique mythology if you want. You know, you can create a new witch coven or something, I don't know, and talk to the earth or talk to Mother Earth. But you're just interpreting energy. Thoughts and emotions create thought forms. Those thought forms have an observable, measurable electric charge. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm getting to. That's what I say. That's why I say it's a form, because it has an electric charge. Therefore, that can be measured. Therefore, we can measure some. It has an effect on space or mass or whatever it is. So therefore, it can be measured. Because our bodies are made to conduct electricity, a magnetic effect is created. So dielectricity and magnetism cause electricity. So like dielectricity is the charge. Magnetism is like being wrapped around matter that creates electricity. We receive and transmit signals through magnetic fields. This is all like scientific. I can't really explain it, but that's how it works basically. And all of this is verifiable. I wish I could like make this up, but it's not. I can't make it up. And the thing about it is that the process is constantly happening. That's why I'm saying you're a supreme being. Like, being a human is fucking lit, bitch. Like, get with the program. You are essentially moving through all of your possible futures that are aligned with the answer to the question of what the fuck is going on. So your brain is constantly processing information and choosing alternate paths and choosing the next step. You know, it's like, it's giving you information on like what to do. Your brain is interpreting its environment, and you're just moving along this energy field that is like aligning it. You're just going to the closer aligned place. But you have the control. Like, once you realize how it works, like, you have the control to move. And that's what manifestation is. Basically, you can't change the universe, and you cannot change your reality. You only can change your position within the infinite expanse of space and time and all that bullshit. Think of time as a representation of the number of possible choices you've made through time, through like the universe. Like, you're moving through this field, and the number of times you've chosen something that's what time represents. So you can tell your brain to focus on things that will make you healthier, like an acai bowl. There's tons of research about it. I'm like very surprised. But basically, from the research about, you know, that specific berry, you know, what I'm gathering is that you just need to like balance your diet in all capacities. You should focus on eating the symphony of phytochemicals, because you will become healthier. By being healthier, you can conduct better energy through your body, thus becoming more successful. It's actually kind of easy. And, you know, I can't make any promises, but soon you'll begin aligning with the possibilities that you want to align with, because like, that's consciousness. Like, and we are actively creating our own reality. It's so crazy. You make the rules. That's the fun thing about it. So, you know, remember, have fun. Email me, host@centersun21.com for links to all these sources, because I cited every one of them. There's tons of sources that I use for this podcast. Visit dvaugn.org, devon.org, and you can sign up to get weekly updates. Thank you for listening. What do you think? You know, like, I really want to hear, am I crazy? I'm not crazy, because I mean, if this is my shit, I mean, this is how I'm interpreting the world. You know, are my signals right? Give me some signals. You can email me your thoughts. I would love to hear them. Or you can find me at Natural Devon on Twitter. What are you going to do today? It better be meaningful. Have a great day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.